this week's episode, EMU's a cappella group Summit Street A Cappella has been selected to compete in the 2021 International Championship of Collegiate A Cappella, and the Aspen Chase apartment complex has experienced another shooting. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. Summit Street A Cappella, EMU's tenor and bass a cappella group, has been selected to compete in the International Championship of Collegiate A Cappella. Summit Street was founded by EMU students Andrew Richardson, Parker Lazar, and Trevor Miner, and has 18 members. The ICCA 2021 competition will run from January through April. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, the competition will be virtual. For the first time, the competition is free to all interested groups, and the judges of the quarterfinals will remain the judges for the entire competition. Videos of Summit Street and their competitors will go live in mid-March. Andrew Richardson, president of the group, had this to say about their success. Quote, "I'm just really grateful and honored. Everyone who's in this group has made a lot of sacrifices to get to this point, and to have that pay off with this amazing opportunity, I don't think we could ask for anything more than that," end quote. To learn more about Summit Street, visit the link on our website. Two shootings were reported to have occurred at the Aspen Chase apartment complex within a two-week period. The second took place on December 6th. The Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office received a call from residents hearing gunshots around 10 p.m. Upon arrival, police found that a vehicle and at least one apartment window had been shot at. As of December 9th, no one has reported any injuries. Police currently have no one in custody for this shooting, and the incident is still under investigation. If you have any information, you can call the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office at 734-973-7711. The first shooting, which occurred the night of Thanksgiving, November 26th, has been ruled a suicide and an accidental homicide. One individual was killed by a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and the second individual was struck by the same bullet. Both victims were 22 years old. Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office spokesman Derek Jackson said of the case, quote, "I know we don't often report on suicides, but with the amount of misunderstanding, confusion, anger, and sadness related to the case, I think it's important that the community understands what really happened," end quote. That's all for this week's episode. Thank you to reporters Cameron Eberle and Tyler Gaw for today's coverage. And to any listeners who may be EMU students, best of luck through finals week. This will be the Eastern Echo's last podcast for the semester until we return in January. So until next year, this is Liz Horniak signing off.
The Eastern Echo podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kabun-Sugg and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo podcast.